Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN on this first day of September. And coming up on the program this morning, we're going to hear from Jake Powell from the Manhattan Fire Department coming up around 9:30. We'll also hear from Gina Scroggs, Downtown Manhattan Incorporated Executive Director, at around 9:45 this morning, maybe a little bit after. We're going to start things off, though, because we have a school board meeting tonight, and we've got two officials from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools, including Dr. Marvin Wade, the superintendent of schools. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
And also have Kristen Brighton, who's one of the school board members. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on here today as we get settled in here in the month of September. 2 weeks in officially, I believe, for the school year now, and things are trucking along, aren't they?
They are. We just jumped right in, and things are going very well. People got back into the routine of how school operates, and I know students and staff are all really excited about us being able to have school 5 days a week for all of them.
Has it been a challenge, Dr. Wade, just managing COVID here to get things going? Because I haven't heard a whole lot about cases coming from the schools, but I know that there's always close contacts.
Yes, there are. You know, we're continuing a lot of the mitigation procedures we put in place last year. They seem to work pretty well for us, but we also keep track of, as you know, there was new guidance from Center for Disease Control a couple of times this summer. We continue to monitor that. Looking at our current numbers, what are they like today? We should be able to come up with our updated numbers. We are working on our data dashboard so we can do like we did last year with getting reports out at least once a week to the community about how our numbers are going. But as you mentioned, we do have some students in quarantine. We do have some people testing positive. That first week of school, we had 14 students that tested positive and two staff members that tested positive. That's out of about 6,400 students and 1,400 staff. So those were our numbers that first week. And then as far as quarantines, we had 41 students in quarantine and 4 staff in quarantine. So, we continue to look at those numbers, continue to have the conversations with local medical providers, the Department of Education, other people about, what are some best practices we can be following as a district. And, along that line, we will be bringing an updated pandemic report, pandemic plan to the board September 15th. So we're working behind the scenes right now on what kind of changes we want to be making to that plan. So, I think as we're saying, school's going well. People are getting back into the routine of things. We're starting to have activities, back to school nights, things like that, and continuing to watch what's going on with COVID.
Well, I've been following some of the neighboring school districts here in the region, and the issue of, I don't know if it's an issue necessarily, but there's a concept that's been floating around, at least at some of the smaller districts, of quarantine classrooms where they put in close contacts in a classroom. They're spaced out 6 feet apart and required to wear masks, obviously, in there if they were close contact through the school building. And I'm not sure if that's a concept that would work or not at Manhattan Ogden Schools. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. But I wanted to maybe kind of get your thoughts on that concept and whether that could be a possibility here.
I think the last statement you made there is reflective of where you're at with it, that it could be a possibility, but we're not ready to jump on that issue yet. We're discussing it. We are aware of other districts that are doing it where the students come in later, they leave earlier, they're in that separated room, as you said, space 6 feet apart. The logistics of it is something we were, again, talking about, that we've got meetings coming up the next week or two with all of the administrators. We've got two different meetings with them. The medical advisory got meetings with teaching staff to talk about this as well as other issues. But, I wanted to get more information about it. I know, one of the things that comes to my mind is equity. That if these students are being quarantined, they're not going to be able to ride the bus. I was just wondering about transportation, other issues that are involved with it. And when you have a large number of students, what spaces would we use? So there's just some questions there that we're discussing that we need answers to before we would jump into having quarantine rooms.
It almost seems there's a lot of challenges, because I know the legislature ruled that there's a cap on how much remote learning can take place for students this year. And so there's that and trying to keep kids in school, and then also probably to keep state funding coming in as well. I'm sure that's all tied together. Is that?
Yeah, you're right, Brandon. That is one of the questions I've got would be, is somebody going to come out with a ruling that, and I know that these rooms from what I've been told is, they do have licensed staff in there with the students, that some of them can Zoom into the regular classroom just like they did last year when they were remote, only now they would be in a school setting zooming in. Is that going to be seen as a conflict with that bill passed by the legislature? I'm just not sure yet. We're trying to find out an answer to that right now. So just some other issues, like I said, some questions I have that we have that we want to have answers to, and we want to make sure that the questions that our staff would have and our facilities people and child nutrition and anybody else who would be affected by us doing this, make sure that we have their voices at the table as we consider this.
All right. Kristen, I don't know if you wanted to weigh in on this or not. Do you have any comments on that?
No, I mean, I'd like Dr. Wade. There's a lot of questions. There's just things you can do in a smaller school that are much more complicated when you're looking at schools of 500 to 2,000 students. So we'll have to just continue to monitor the situation and evolve as we get new information.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll keep chugging away here, and hopefully mitigation efforts will continue to be successful. I know the school board tonight has a couple of hearings. Revenue neutral hearing is going to be taking place, and then the budget hearing. And I wanted to see if I could get your comments here tonight or this morning from both of you on the budget, because it looks like really it's not much of a change here as far as the mill levy is concerned.
No, just to jump in on that, and I'll let Dr. Wade talk a little bit more specifics, but I just want to reinforce that for the most part, we kept the mill levy flat. It's actually like technically down a couple of tenths. And while the headlines may show a slight increase, it's really just because of valuations in the county. The property valuations as a whole went up, partly probably because the housing market has been so strong. So while the headlines are that our budget's going up 2%, in reality, that's only due to property tax valuations, which allow us to bring in a slightly higher percentage of money. But it's not because the board has changed the rates at all.
Yeah, thanks for starting out with that piece, because I think that's really important that touches on that revenue neutral tax rate issue that's on the agenda for tonight. Just the fact that because the tax revenue is going to go up beyond what we had in the past in terms of our budget, we have to have a special resolution, and that's something by law now. So that's on the agenda at 6:15, is that tax rate hearing. Then we will get into the budget hearing for tonight for the fiscal year 22 budget. And the budget document's huge. I think it's, the one in our packet's like 173 pages, 175 pages. There's lots of information there, and it is on our website if anybody would want to take a look at that. We are big business in terms of like the budget for this year. Without including construction and the bond debt we have, our budget's $90 million. And when you include that construction and bond debt, the actual facilities piece, it's $113 million. So it's, it is a big budget. There's a lot going on in our district. And again, that 173 pages, 175 pages breaks it down by, is it instruction, operations, transportation, child nutrition? Where do those funds go? And of course, Lou Faust has got all of that lined out, and he'll be making a presentation too.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the key things in there is that the personnel costs, I mean, you've been able to take care of your employees pretty well here in this past year. I know a lot of staff were able to get some nice bumps in their pay, and obviously it's a competitive market right now. It's always competitive looking for teachers.
Brandon, that's actually one. I'm sorry, Dr. Wade.
No,
can I jump
please.
In real quick?
Yes,
that's one of the main reasons I got involved in the board is foreseeing that we're continuing to have greater and greater teacher shortages. And so I know it's been a major goal of the district to get teaching and staff salaries up, and we've been steadily working on that for the past 5 years. I was able to sit on teacher negotiations this year, and we were very happy to reach consensus on an amount that gave all the teachers a considerable bump, especially given all of the extra measures they had to go through last year. So as a district, we've got to stay competitive to recruit talent. We're still looking for positions that are open for this year. And districts across the entire state and nation are struggling and competing for the same people. So we've got to keep those salaries up to be competitive and keep the best and brightest teachers in our district.
Okay. And Dr. Wade, did you have any follow-up to that?
That was perfect. Thank you, Kristen. You know, that's what we're trying to do is keep the best and the brightest and to pay them, you know, the fair wages compared to benchmarks that we compare ourselves to. And this year, we're in a position to be able to do that and also to continue to provide the benefits. I mean, we're always looking at insurance rates and what's that going to do to our total compensation package. And again, it's just that whole big budget piece.
Yep, absolutely. Well, again, the hearing is tonight. The revenue tax neutral rate hearing will be at 6:15, and then followed by the budget hearing itself. And the board then will consider the budget here at tonight's meeting. We're going to take a break. Come back more in focus with USD 383 after these words on News Radio KMAN.